The proposed Department of Education policy and regulations stem from a memorandum issued by Governor Carney in July. Carney directed the DOE to create a policy for first aid schools to follow to avoid potential discrimination based on gender, race, sexual orientation, and other protected characteristics. But State Representative Ruth Briggs King says more community input is needed. She notes that public comment period is coming to a close on December the 4th, and only one public meeting was held in Sussex County.
I went that evening because frequently I like to go and hear the concerns, hear my constituents, so I know that, you know, what the issues are, and I want to hear what they're hearing. And I was a little disappointed because I thought it was not that well attended. I think there were some special interest groups that were well represented.
Briggs King says some of her constituents have specifically raised concerns about draft regulations involving gender identity or expression, including use of a preferred name, participation on sports teams, and bathroom and locker room access. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.